So we're going to have the one commitment that I'm going to make to all these sessions is it's going to tie back to that escapee journey. And again, I don't care if you're in corporate looking to get out all the way to, hey, I've been out for 10 years. Those are the experiences that I want to provide. And it starts with conversations, right? It's going to be conversations, connection, and then support is what I want out of this group. Welcome back to the Corporate Escapee Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Trainer, and today I'm going guest-free, doing another solo episode. Like I told you at the end of last year, I'm planning on doing a few more with some frequency to address topics that I hear all the time. Not only experienced escapees, but folks thinking about escaping. And what I wanted to talk about today is why most escapees fail. And there's two, I would say, core reasons. And let me first say what I mean by fail isn't that you had to go back to corporate. It's that you gave up on going solo, went back to corporate with no intention of ever escaping. To me, that's not a failure because maybe that's really what you want to do. But the folks that did want to get out, stay out, and end up not staying out, that's how I'm defining it. So I thought a little context was important there. But the two reasons are, and I'm going to go into what they are, but then more importantly, how to address this issue I'm going to talk about here a little bit later. But the first one is not getting wins soon enough, right? So how do you get that first client, that first dollar to build a momentum? And the second one, which may be a surprise to folks, is isolation and loneliness. And, you know, even though you're going solo, you don't have to do this alone. So let's dig into both these. First one is not getting that win soon enough. I think most people, when they leave corporate, have, you know, grand plans. We're going to get that first client in the week. You're in that perfect positioning and it's going to go. But like most clients goes by, or most escapees go, my months can go by before you end up with that first client. You start to doubt yourself. You start to panic a little bit. And maybe you start looking again for that corporate job again. And I think the longer that goes on, the more the risk is that you're going to go back. And where I find the biggest challenge with this, and again, I was in that position, is you're doing it alone, right? You don't, and this isn't talking about the loneliness aspect. It's really about the education and awareness. One advantage I had when I left corporate consulting and went into solo consulting to start my escapee journey. So I kind of knew, right? I was responsible for doing some selling, delivery. So I had a pretty good idea how everything worked, but I didn't have anybody to talk to bounce ideas off of, right? I know a lot of escapees will use ChatGPT or the other AIs to have those discussions, and maybe that's a different episode. But it's really, who do you learn from, right? Do you have the right mentor, right? If you're funding a company, there's a plenty of folks that have built startups, right? Raise funds, et cetera, et cetera. But when you go solo, a lot of the time we just figure it out on our own. And what I will tell you is if you've had any success in corporate, whether again, I've talked about 4 years or four decades, you absolutely have the intelligence, the smarts, the experience to do this on your own. Because what we're talking about here is not rocket science, but there's a learning curve if you do it all on your own. And some people will tell you that, hey, you just need to figure it out. And I guarantee you that you would figure it out if you have enough time. But what I've learned over the past 5 years is you don't have to figure it out on your own, right? There's plenty of folks that have gone before you that have learned a lot of lessons, me being one of them, of things that I would have done differently. And I think not having that feedback loop, that area to bounce ideas off of, somebody that might be slightly ahead of you, can share some of those insights so you don't have to start over. I can kind of think of it as, right, if you were completely out of shape, wanted to get in shape, and the person you hired was, you know, an Olympic bodybuilder or a sprinter, right? From you doing nothing to getting in shape, I mean, that person is just far ahead. Maybe they've got some good frameworks and process to help you, you know, achieve your goals. But if somebody is just slightly ahead of you, it's going to be more relevant and more on time for what you're doing. So I think that was one of the biggest thing is not having someone or a group of someones to provide that feedback back to you. And like I said, one of the things I found with this escapee world is people really do want to help each other succeed, right? In corporate, it's every person for themselves. You're fighting for the promotions. You're fighting for the 2% raise, right? Because HR gives you a band that you have to give people. All those types of things. Here, there's enough for everybody. There's 400 million small businesses, right, worldwide that need help. So this isn't a zero-sum game. There's plenty for everybody. And I do find folks willing to help each other. Now, the challenge is finding where those folks are. Again, I did this on my own for 2 years, not telling anybody, biggest mistake I ever made, at least through this process, because there are folks out there that are willing to help. And as time goes by rapidly, there's more and more escapees finding this life that are, again, willing to help. So I think, you know, finding folks and not just theory, right? You can take a class, join a mastermind, those types of things. And I think it's there. But I think there's a bigger opportunity, which I'll get to here in a little bit, around how do we learn and how do we apply? Because again, a lot of this is a work in progress, right? The solo world is growing and evolving as we go. And being able to share those experiences, I think, are going to be critical. Because again, this isn't like somebody's teaching you a brand new skill. You have the skills and the experience. It's just a reframe of how to use what you already know in order to succeed solo. Now, there's some of that with the areas such as, you know, finance and accounting, but there's specialists that can absolutely help you do that. So, all right, so that's one. The second one, that which I touched on, is the isolation and the loneliness, right? Is if you've been in corporate for any amount of time, even remote, you have access to people, right? You may not like them. You can't choose your coworkers, but there are folks that you can connect with, share stories with, gossip with, you know, the water cooler of where the layoffs are coming, those types of things. And usually you have a little bit of a support network. Again, I found over the course of my career, I probably worked for seven different larger organizations, and only a couple of them had coworkers that I truly enjoyed on the macro level, right? We always had folks we worked with that we enjoyed working with, but as a broader team where you enjoyed the day-to-day and working with folks, you know, it's kind of few and far between. You can't pick and choose, like you said, those coworkers. So when you're going solo, the first step is like, this is awesome. I have complete control. I have complete freedom. Then you realize, oh my God, I got complete control. I got complete freedom. How do I do some of what I need to do? And who do I talk to? And who can I bounce decisions off of? And I think that's where it's important to have that support group that understands what you're going through, right? Because if you go with your family and you've been in corporate the whole time, they're going to think, what are you doing, right? Corporate's a safe world. Again, separate conversation. But there is that somebody can understand what you're going through. I joke all the time because I've seen it happen. You know, folks in our community, when they've left corporate and go solo that first week, it goes back to Ron Burgundy and Anchorman. It's right, the glass case of emotion, right? They go through, this is the greatest thing I've ever done. And then 10 minutes later, like, oh my God, what have I done? This is super easy. This is hard, right? All within that first week. And what I can tell you is if you do this on your own, it makes it even worse because everything's amplified. You don't have anybody to talk you off the ledge, right? If you're having a bad day or have different ideas that you can test. And again, I'm all for experimentation, learning. I mean, I do think that's how you build. But there's definitely, again, going solo doesn't mean doing this alone. And I definitely find the folks that are successful and do this for the long term have that support network. Either they found a small group that they work with or found the right community, right, to be able to ask questions. And which kind of takes me to, what do we do about this, right? Because I'm living the experience. And I think a community is the right answer. And again, you're going to get a non-salesy plug from me, but I want to share how I'm approaching this. And again, if you can go find others, like if you're 100% focused on fractional, there's fractional communities that can share this. If you're 100% consulting, there's consulting folks. What I wanted to do is provide really two things within the community. And that the first one is education. How do we get more and more people out of corporate and stay out of corporate? So the tagline that I've picked up for 2020 is we are a for-profit, but a mission-based organization. When I say organization, there's one plus of us right now, but I'm anticipating this growing this year. But I want to help 1 million people get out of corporate and stay out of corporate, take control, live the life. You know, I've been very fortunate over the last 5 years to find this freedom. I've worked my way through, the different opportunities and the different ways to make money, and then started teaching people how to make money. But really where the passion comes down from is addressing those two issues, is the education piece and not doing it alone. And what the kind of the commitment I've made for the collective, which is my community, which I don't talk a lot about, so shame on me. I know the marketers are out there say I need to talk about this more. And I think the education's important. And one of the biggest things I learned last year, because the community and the collective has been up and running for a year now, and we're, I think, over 120, maybe we're closing in on 130 members at this point. And what I learned is not everybody's at the same point in their journey. And so when you get groups of folks together that are in very different places, you got somebody that's still in corporate planning their exit to somebody that's been out for 5 years, they have very different needs. You know, I finally took me a little bit to learn, but what I ended up doing is transitioning this to more of a milestone-based groups, peer groups or sessions. And what I'm finding in the early returns is this just makes a lot more sense, right? So we've added a new one for folks that are still in corporate that on a monthly basis, we're going to get together and talk about what are the challenges, what are you seeing, what is the feedback that you need? And you're going to be with others that are in the exact same position as you, right? They want out, not quite ready yet, building the plan, whatever that's keeping you in there. Maybe you are going to, you know, waiting for the layoffs to come so they pay you for some runway, whatever that is. The second group, milestone group we've got is the 3K. And this is focused on two things. One, just people just getting started, looking for those first dollars, selling those first deals, starting to sell maybe some repeat deals. And folks that maybe just want to replace some of their corporate income. They don't want to replace the entire thing. So $3,000 a month, you know, makes sense, right? $36,000 per year. You can pay some, you know, pay for some vacation or whatever, pay for the lifestyle that you want. So that group, again, everybody's in the early stages of finding those customers. And how do we, again, back to that first problem, is how do we get those first wins on the board quicker? That's 100% what we're focused on. And when I talk about sessions, They're a combination of, like I said, education, but it's also conversation. So it's not one way. We get feedback. We provide feedback to each other as we go through the process. And then quickly, we've got the 10K group, which is folks really looking to replace their corporate income. They've had some success. They're already making at least 3K per month, but now they want to go to the next level. How do I expand, maybe land that one larger anchor client that gives me the stability, or how do I go find a bunch of smaller deals? So we're more focused. They've got a different set of challenges. And then the last group is the 25K plus per month, and that's shooting for that. And what I call that group, the go big or go home, because they do want to make a ton of money. So by having these sessions broken out by milestones, it just puts people in, I call them peer groups, right? In the same place, they can share the same journeys, provide feedback, understanding, et cetera. But part two of that education piece, what I found was it was really important to have outside voices also share their experiences, right? Because people get tired of hearing from me all the time. And so what now we've opened up is what I'm calling member sessions. And you do have to be a member of the collective, but you can host a session on a monthly basis where you talk about the things that you learn, things that are important to you, and open that up to our other members. Eventually, we'll open up to non-members, but for now, we're going to focus on members. And what this allows us to do is provide basically mini workshops. My goal is at least a dozen per month outside of our core sessions. So I talked about those core sessions. These are going to be, right, what's working on LinkedIn. We've got John Arms coming in next month, and he's going to talk about the future of work and what that means for solo. I've got somebody that's coming in talking about outreach and leveraging LinkedIn and what do those processes look like. So we're going to have the one commitment that I'm going to make to all these sessions is it's going to tie back to that escapee journey. And again, I don't care if you're in corporate looking to get out all the way to, hey, I've been out for 10 years. Those are the experiences that I want to provide. And it starts with conversations, right? It's going to be conversations, connection, and then support is what I want out of this group. And I think by doing this, it's going to create that sense of connection. And again, if there's other areas and other networking groups and other things that you want to do, you know, it's going to give you the flexibility to do this. I just want to put these escapees together and cover those two core challenges and make sure that we address those. And one last little plug on this is if you are interested, which I highly encourage you, the first month is $1, right? So you get unlimited sessions, the ones I've talked about. You can attend as many or as few as you want. And then after that, it's $20 per month. So no one's getting rich off this. But what I do see is the power and the value of this community. It's provided me so much just in the last year, having people to talk to, building this, doing what I'm doing with some of my other business, solo businesses on the side. It's just been again, I kind of built it for me originally, but now we're expanding it to, you know, call it built by escapees for escapees. And I think this is just the next evolution of this thing. So those are the two things, right? We want to provide that community and the connection so you're not doing this alone. And more importantly, continue to provide the education. And by doing this, it's just not static, right? There's just not one course or one mastermind that when it ends, it's over. This is going to be living and breathing. So we start to learn new techniques, new networking ways, whatever it is, we're going to host sessions on it. And again, it's completely up to you to attend the ones that you want to attend, and you're only going to get what you put into it. But I think opening up, because I really, really want to start creating awareness for those folks still in corporate. And I think this is a good low friction, low risk way of folks to start to get comfortable, start to learn, you know, start to plan before they make that exit. So I will include the link to the collective in the show notes, but you can also DM me, you know, on LinkedIn. You can send email. You can talk to anybody else that's in the collective, and I'm happy to provide that link because I really do. This is my passion for 2026 is to get as many people into this program as possible. And again, it's not a money grab because we could charge a lot more for what we're providing. I just want to get exposure. And again, quite honestly, to give people that taste of freedom that I've been fortunate enough to have, you know, over the last 5 years, that it is attainable. Corporate is completely broken and folks do have a path out of this. And I also want to make sure we keep people out. So that's why, again, no matter where you are in your journey, we've got a group for you and we've got the different education. And quite honestly, once you're established and you want to host your own sessions, 100%, I think it's a great way for you to get comfortable and share the knowledge that you have and give back to others. And if you want to become a speaker, it creates another opportunity for you. So anyway, those are the two things. If you can find it elsewhere, absolutely go do that. But, you know, as you're starting your journey, think through those two things. Get that first win, whatever you can do to get that first dollar, build the confidence. And then two, you don't have to do it alone. Even if it's a small group of folks you can bounce ideas off of, that's absolutely critical. So I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you for listening. And make sure you do like and subscribe if you get value out of this podcast. Thanks.